NFL draft 4 weeks from tomorrow, round one. And on that day, on May 8th, there's a pretty good chance that not one, not two, but three players from Texas A&M University are going to hear their names called in the first round of the draft. Joining us live on the line, the executive sports editor of The Eagle, the newspaper in College Station, Texas. He was on with us a couple of months ago, and we're happy to have him back, Robert Sessner. Robert, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, is this an embarrassment of riches for an A&M? Have they ever had three high-profile guys coming out in the same year like this?
No, we talked about it before. It's amazing when on May 8th they expect to get three guys in the top 10 gone to the SEC. It's been nothing but an uphill climb, so to speak. They haven't won a championship, but as far as being in the limelight, I mean, you can't beat that with Johnny Manziel. And what's kind of funny is what you guys are talking about. Johnny Manziel is in the forefront, but if you read the reports and you look at Mel Kiper's Sensational 7, he's got Matthews and Evans there, not Manziel. When you look at the upside, and I think I've told you guys before, I'm a big Steeler fan, but I wish my Steelers could get Evans. But he's not going to be around by then. He's going to be gone. And then you look at Jake Matthews, considered the bloodline. I mean, just to have three guys like this on one team, and I feel a little bit bad for Evans and Matthews, because on other teams you get top billing. But when you got Johnny Manziel, kind of hard to get the headline.
Did I read this right, Robert? I know Manziel threw on a, I think it was a couple of Fridays ago at Pro Day at College Station, but was there an earlier Pro Day for the rest of the A&M guys? Do they have essentially two Pro Days?
They had a Pro Day, but you put a big asterisk beside it because the other guys didn't do anything. I mean, Evans and Manziel did nothing, and Matthews just did a couple things because they had nothing to prove. They did it all at the combine, and what's funny is, you talk about these three guys, but they're not going to have another guy drafted after that. It's like all or nothing. So it was like if you wanted to go see the real thing, you had to show either go to the combine or you had to show up for Manziel's day, because you're right. They, quote, had two pro days, but, of course, one was just Johnny Manziel, kind of like invitation only, a PMZ or whatever if you got your invitation. But no, just kidding. But we all were there. But it was quite a zoo. You're sitting there and I got there 2 hours before because I wanted to get a spot behind the rope, you know, one of the premier spots, and you're thinking, like, this is just insane, but that's what Johnny Manziel has done, and you got to enjoy it while you can, because guess what? He's gone on. He's taking his show on the road somewhere.
Robert Sessner joins us, executive sports editor of The Eagle, the newspaper in College Station, Texas, talking about those three prospects, Mike Evans, the receiver, Jake Matthews, the offensive lineman who was here today in Orchard Park. We'll talk about him in a moment, and the quarterback, Johnny Manziel. So you were there when Manziel threw back a couple of Fridays ago. It sounds like he wowed him. It sounds like there were oohs and ahs coming from the observers that day.
Well, what I got to laugh is, I mean, you got to give it to Johnny Manziel and his people. He comes out with the helmet on, the pads. People haven't done that before, and lo and behold, what do we see today? Zach Mettenberger's got the helmet on. He's got the pads. Johnny Manziel is a trendsetter. He was able to do that. Whether it was him or George Whitfield, it was ingenious. Everyone's going to do that now, but he definitely threw all the balls on the money. Did he have two incompletions or was one out of bounds? I mean, that's how good he was, but he also was throwing to Mike Evans, had some good receivers, but he definitely looked, you know, he looked sensational. Hey, I'm not a pro scout. I'm sitting there. He looked good to me, but, you know, a lot of guys look good going against nobody. When you're looking at millions of dollars, that's somebody else is going to have to make those decisions. But, yeah, without a doubt, I mean, everyone was there saying, ooh, wow, you got the former president there. And like I said, Johnny Manziel, lights come on. He can do great things. But I also think those other two guys can too, because what Evans has been able to do in 2 years, just as same thing as Manziel, pretty special. So like I said, well, I think we'll be writing about these three guys at a distance, or else we'll be following three NFL teams very closely.
You mentioned George Whitfield, the kind of the quarterback guru for guys coming out in the draft. What has he been able to do for Manziel since his season ended? I mean, do you see any difference at all in Manziel's throwing motion or any kind of movement as a result of his work with George Whitfield?
Now, I can't see the difference in just being out there watching with those 64 balls from the end of the season, but from last year, you know, to this year, this past season, what he was able to do on those like 18-yard square out patterns or whatever. The arm strength was there. The accuracy was there. He made great improvements. So I do have to give him credit for what he was able to do, whether it's running on the beach, getting his timing down. But from his junior year to his senior year, Manziel really threw the ball so much better. Now, some of that might have just been the maturity, the second year, but he definitely went out to San Diego a few times in that summer, so I got to give him credit. And I think more or less he was just, when you look at his footwork, you know, the NFL scouts said the way he came out. So I'm sure when you think about, yeah, there wasn't any defenders or whatever, but with so much riding on the line, it was just him. Every play looked pretty smooth, pretty crisp, like it was almost, of course, it was orchestrated, but to do it just so precisely, and let's face it, Manziel's whole career has been what he's been able to do in freelance, and people wonder, will he be able to do that? He won't be able to do that in the NFL, so how's he going to do under center? He came out, he did everything under center. So once again, I think maybe if Whitfield was my agent, I'd get better pay when I go on and do shows or talk to my publisher, because I think George Whitfield's pretty good at what he does.
Hey, one more Manziel question for you, Robert. And you mentioned how he didn't show up in Mel Kiper's Super 7 or Top 7. It continues the trend of Manziel being a very polarizing figure going into this draft, isn't he? Some people love him, say he's number one overall. Some people, like Mel Kiper, don't include him in their Top 7.
Oh, without a doubt. And I thought that was coming. I was waiting for someone to come out like Jaworski did. I'm sitting here. This is home, so you know, everybody here lives and dies with Johnny Manziel. Some of the fan base, and they want him to do well. Why wouldn't they want him to do well? But, you know, I saw RG3 come out of Baylor. I saw him in high school, this tremendous talent. And now when I'm watching the games on Sunday, because I got the ticket, I'm thinking, like, holy cow, there's linebackers pulling him down from behind, which I never thought would happen. When Johnny Manziel, I can't equate what just a smidgen under 6 foot guy going to do. Yeah, I watched Russell Wilson. We all did. But everyone's different. We see that, you know, every level you go from high school. I've covered a lot of great high school guys that are now went on and had great NFL careers and been in the business long enough. And we don't know. We just don't know what Johnny Manziel is going to do. But as far as the polarizing figure, what he's been able to do, wow. Can he go on and continue all that at the next level? I don't know. I hope the guy can, because I'll never cover another guy like him, obviously, but is he going to go do that at the next level? And that's why Kiper doesn't have him in there. And when Gil Brandt was down there, walk up to him, Gil Brandt said, hey, he's still number one in my rankings. He's by far the best prospect. So, once again, you don't know. People don't. And man, if I was making that choice, yeah, I'd probably draft him. But once again, I've got a little bit of colored glass. I've seen him play for 2 years. So we'll see what happens.
On the line with Robert Cessna, who covers Texas A&M football for the Eagle down in College Station, Texas. A lot of interest here among Bills fans, at least, in Mike Evans. And one of the questions that comes up, Robert, is did Manziel make Evans, or was it vice versa?
Well, that's a really good question, because when you see the Alabama play, this year put him back in the game and Manziel runs all the way down and celebrates. There's no doubt they both made each other millions. I wasn't the only one that thought this. As the season went on, particularly the last couple games, Manziel looked too much for Evans. When you have an All-American, you have that playmaker. But, you know, you can't blame Manziel for looking for Evans, because like those other receivers, Darrell Walker and Travis Laphart are not even going to be drafted. So why wouldn't you look for the All-American? But you got to go ahead and spread the wealth. Evans is just – I still think he's got an amazing upside, considering his personality. He seems level-headed. He's at the ground level. He's just scraping the surface of what he can do. He has all those skills. And now we all question, would he have the speed? And, of course, he proved at the combine he's got the speed. And when we see what those hands, I mean, he just, you could see it at the Manziel's pro day. Every ball to him, it's just a vacuum. It was there. He caught it. I mean, he's got these huge hands. He's got all these skills. And like I said, you think, wow, what could? There's nothing really could hold this guy back from being an all-pro player, but once again, we'll see.
And lastly, the guy who was here today at One Bills Drive, the offensive tackle Jake Matthews, what can you tell us about him, and how do you think he projects to the NFL?
Well, I think Jake Matthews, just being around him when they brought him in the interviews, you watch him. We all know you don't really pay attention to offensive linemen until they screw up. I always try to cover a high-profile program like this, 5-6 plays a game. I like to put the glasses on certain offensive linemen just to see where they're at, what they're doing. With Jake Matthews, once again, I just think you get a solid product. The guy knows what he's supposed to do. He's got the genes. He's got the talent. He's got the temperament. He's going to be an all-pro guy off the field, maybe more so than on the field. He's going to do exactly what the coaches want. And, you know, you think about today's world, unfortunately, that's just not a given. I mean, everything that he's going to do, he's going to be great for your program, whoever gets him. Will he be flashy? No, but he's going to get his job done, and he's going to move you forward. And, I just can't say enough for all the Matthews boys that came through here, because they're all like cookie cutters. I mean, they grew up with NFL football. They understand what it's about from Pee Wee the whole way until they retire and sit in one of those huge love seats that they have in their house. They got so many made for them because they're just linemen. They just know what they're going to do, and they're football players.
Robert, we appreciate your time tonight. Thank you very much. Going to be a big day for the Aggies on May 8th, and we thank you for setting us up for that.
Hey, no problem. Y'all take care.
Okay, Robert Cessna, the executive sports editor of The Eagle, the newspaper that covers Texas A&M football in College Station, Texas. Always good insights on the three of them, Johnny Manziel, Mike Evans, Jake Matthews. One of them, I mean, Matthews was here today. You got to believe the Bills are interested. You got to figure they're interested in Mike Evans as well. One of them could wind up on the Buffalo Bills roster.